with my personal during the special that one was a special occasion. That one is very important. I am here because of just one person. And I want to pass this to what the Holy Spirit wants to pass across. Especially for some of us that are alive. It's very important. When I try to meditate on this focus, I saw this focus as a focus that is needed now. Not for the church, for the Christian community, and for us as an individual. For us as an individual. Because we are in a generation where there are so many turbulence. We are in a generation where there are so many fake identities. We are in a generation where there are so many compromises. We are in a generation where those that are called original, they are not original. We are in a generation where many that we trust to have the nature and the mandate of Christ, they have compromised the faith. We are in a generation where culture has almost taken over the work of the gospel. We are in a generation where we are members of the church in houses, but they are not sanctified. They are not regenerated. We have people in the church that cannot focus, that are doing the generating. So this arrangement is about me. I am not here as a preacher. I am here also to receive what the Lord has prepared for me as a person. But it was a lot. When the prophecy for 2024, I mean the focus for 2024 was declared, that 2024 is a year of peace and prosperity. It takes somebody that has wisdom. It takes somebody that is committed to God to come up with such a revelation. But God, how can you tell us that this year is a year? Next year is a year of peace. Knowing what we are already passing through. This time. Are you sure? Or maybe we just want to encourage us. But I tell you the truth. It takes a man who knows God to declare the counsel of God, even in the midst of crisis and challenges. And I'm committed to that next year is our year of peace. Because wherever there is peace, there is prosperity. And none of us careful enough to tell us that to look. If you are going to have that peace and prosperity, you must discover your Jerusalem. It's not everything that is a place for us. You can go to all the world to preach the gospel. There is a place where God has positioned you to prosper. To those who know people are wandering, and some people are gambling. And when purpose is not defined, in gospel, men become idle. Without a specific assignment. So I want to encourage us, to those of us that have discovered our Jerusalem, he said something that is very important. He said we should change our mentality to pray for our Jerusalem. You can pray for somebody if you don't love that fellow. Many a times we pray, but not with passion. We pray religious prayer. Because to us, we have already judged the situation in our mind. Especially when we are passing through a lethal situation. Let never take the right hand. Oh, useless people. Oh, bad people. We don't see the need to pray for things that are bad. We saw the need to complain, to raise alarm, to raise our mouth. We have people around us that are passing through one challenges or the other. But to us, we have already judged them in our heart. We have husbands, we have wives, we have brothers and sisters. We have people that is living. There is no light without darkness. If every light will shine, it must first be covered with darkness. So if you are particular about light and you are not prepared for darkness, and you cannot understand that light must come out of darkness, you will not see the light. You will always see the darkness. Look, for every glory that you manifest, there must be challenges. There is no glory without affliction. The criteria for glory is affliction.
And the Bible now writes to that our slight affliction. So if you cannot see the growing inside your affliction, you will be overtaken by the affliction. You will become troubled by the affliction. You will begin to use affliction as the reason for your living. But excuse me, it doesn't happen that way. Inside every affliction, there is a growing. The stinginess of Lazarus was the reason why Jesus Christ called him out. He said, Lazarus, don't send me this matter. This is what I was thinking. So if you want to go by the report of men, if I was Jesus, I'd say, let's use it when God had blessed me anyway. And by now, he's already stinking. So what is the big deal? Let him go and rest, provided he died as a Christian. But Jesus said, no, I like the resurrection and the life. When you invoke the Spirit of God, even on the dead issue, something great will come out of it. You have learned, I've received a very big message today that me, instead of condemning my Jerusalem, instead of saying the governor, the chairman, the president, or whosoever, or the politician as my issue, let me use the power that I have. Let us exercise our authority as Christians. Pray for your own Jerusalem. My Jerusalem might not be your own Jerusalem. There is a place God has positioned before your prosperity to be announced. Pray. You can't pray if you don't love. Because if you pray without love, you are praying out of passion. And you are not expecting any result anyway. You just want to pray to clear your conscience. But by the time you pray from your passion, that this situation must change. It must not continue like this. This sister must not be like this. This brother must not be like this. There are so many people that want to come to the knowledge of Christ. But guess what they are looking for? Love. They have had Jesus separately, but they have not had the Jesus that loved them. And how can they be changed if not through you and I? So many times we preach Jesus with condition. We preach Jesus with bitterness and hatred. We preach Jesus with judgment. To us, Fulani should go to hell. Because to them, to us, they are higher pillars. To us, some section of the tribe, they should not exist at all. Because they have done worse things to us. But excuse me, remember you and I, we are criminal. Before we come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, every sinner is a criminal and is on his way to hell. But grace appeared to us, and by that grace we are saved. Not by works, lest anyone should boast. So the same grace that saved us appeared to all men, appear also to those people you were complaining about, those people you are bitter about, those people you say can never be forgiven. There is nobody that can ever be forgiven. If you can be forgiven, all other sinners can be forgiven. So love your Jerusalem. I think that message should be clear to all of us. It's a big message. To the church, there is no where there are no issues. Every family has issues. Every church has issues. So if you want to change from one to another, maybe it's just fear. Maybe you are just looking for a preferred leader, not a preferred system. Because wherever there are human beings, there are issues. But you just consider the place that you feel your spirit can flow. Even where your spirit will flow, there are challenges. But you need to make up your mind, this is where I belong. This is my Jerusalem. What can I do to make this Jerusalem a comfortable place? A place of honor, a place of peace. And the Bible says your prosperity. That I don't want to preach that because I'm always being tempted. Your prosperity, which means prosperity is conditional. And prosperity is connected to certain factors. You know, the Bible says, if you pray, then you will prosper. That love it, not that pray. You will prosper, that love in the Jerusalem. That love, you know, you love something because you are looking for something good to happen. You are looking for something great to happen. But that is not why we are here. We are here about the marks of Jesus. And under this focus, we are looking at provoking divine health and healing. And I have an assignment for all of you here. I have an assignment. I'm sending you an assignment. And I want you to listen to me. I want you to consider this program as a meeting for you as a person. Looking at the marks of Jesus. I will take my little time to look at. I know you've heard it. I know you saw it. You have seen it. But I still want to repeat it for us to really look at this mark of Jesus in a time like this. Because at the end of the day, I just don't want to talk about healing when I'm not sure of this man that provoked healing. I want to ask myself, do I really bear this man? Because this man said, let no man trouble you. What is this trouble he's talking about? Because I bear the mark of Jesus. Because if you bear the mark of Jesus, does not mean that you're not going to face challenges. You will face one hour, you will face issues. But what brought about trouble when you have? Why is it exempting himself from trouble? What type of trouble is he really talking about? That let nobody trouble me. I bear the mark of Jesus. Oh, somebody said the mark of Jesus is the mark of comfort. Oh, the mark of Jesus is the mark of peace. Wow. The mark of Jesus is the mark of prosperity. But I want to point out some few things to you. Let's see this mark of Jesus. And then let's ask ourselves. Let me as a Christian ask myself. Because if you ask me to choose between Bombay and Abuja, I'm sure you know the place I choose. And you know that you're not. Eh? You're asking me to choose between Bombay and according to your guess is as good as mine. You know, everybody, including me, you are looking for a soft ground. But that will not be your chosen. Everybody is looking for a prosperous place. Because me, I want to jump out. I don't know about you. If I have an opportunity to get out of this nation now, I would say, praise the Lord, it's an answer prayer. But can that be an answer prayer if the place you are going is not your Jerusalem? This mark I am talking about determines so many things. It's a factor to so many things about us as a Christian. This mark we are talking about. And I think it should interest you and I that, look, if there is anything I want to carry, if there is anything I want to bear, I want to bear the mark of Jesus upon my life. Praise the Lord. So can we quickly look at our focus, our scripture? In Galatians chapter 6, verse number 17. It says, from henceforth. Look at that. Is a statement of fact. From henceforth. I don't know when will be your own henceforth. I don't know when will be your own henceforth. He said, from henceforth. There is a level you assume in life that will be delivered from certain issues. There is a level. There is a position of faith we attained. There are some things that matters before we don't matter to you. Yeah. There is a faith we carry. And we come to a point in your life that I am not afraid of wow. It's not as if you cannot say wow. What the senior brother of David saw, David actually saw it. But to David, it was just an experience. But to the other brother, it was a crisis. It was the reason why they should escape. But excuse me, they didn't look at them and say, come on, you guys are just in the army without testimony. Can I share with you my own experience? When this was coming, I dealt with it. When lion was coming, I dealt with it. When this one was coming, I dealt with it. I have been on the field. By the experience I have gathered, this person looking at me is property, but none of them had that testimony. He got to a level, you know, he arrived at a level in his life that was clear as all that was not scared. He saw problem as the reason for lifting. How many of you can see problem as the reason for lifting? Everybody is afraid of problem. Everybody don't want problem. God promised to deliver us. But excuse me, there are some wahala you must, in capital letter, pass through for you to become anything useful in life. So if you are running away from the wahala that will make you to become, you become a wanderer for life. And that should not be your passion. So if you say, I don't want to wahala, then you don't want to be progressive in life. You may not want to wahala, then you don't want to have an experience. I have always said it, and I will say it here. The mountain you are afraid to confront is the mountain you cannot overcome. So when you are dodging certain wahala in life, you are dodging your progress. You are dodging what will make you to become. So when it's an henceforth, let no man trouble you. Henceforth, I have come to a level that, look, they say circumcision is what will guarantee you as a Christian. This man said, I don't care about circumcision. They say Roman culture is what will guarantee you as a Jew. Say, I don't care about Roman Jews. I don't care about Roman culture. What do you care about? The mark of Jesus. And because of this man, I don't want you to trouble about any issues in that culture. I don't want to trouble about any doctrines, any doctrinal belief. Don't do this. Don't do that. No. Don't trouble me again. Nobody should persecute me for that, but persecute me for the mark of Jesus that I carry. What is peculiar about this mark of Jesus? That somebody said, nobody should trouble me. This is what I want to look at today. I have seen this thing in another perspective. I just thought that I would just come here and take the mark of Jesus and go away. But I have seen it deeper, even than the way I'm talking it. More than the way I'm saying it to you, I'm seeing this mark of Jesus. It's something that I am trusting God to blow up. Because I'm going to ask every believer, you know, at point, there is a point in this lecture, because I won't call it a preaching, it's not a sermon. It's not going to be long, you know, because I later came to discover that when I was asked to come for this meeting, the organ that I have, you know, I have organ under authority. You know, organ does challenge me and say, okay, when are you coming here? And I say, okay, I'm coming this weekend. It's okay, I have an assignment for you. So as I'm standing here, I am billed to preach in another church that I don't know. In fact, they have done the flyer, they put my picture there, but me, I don't know. The place I don't even know, I have never been there. So they are expecting somebody they don't even know. So I am standing here by faith. So you should just follow me with the speed that I am flowing with. I need only one person to follow me. I don't need all of you to follow me. Only one person. Just listen to me. Because I know if one person is connected, it will not be long before other people will get connected. I think there is something about the mark of Jesus that I want all of us to see. He said, I bear in my body. Take note of that. This mark was born in the body. I bear in my body. I want to look at your body. I can see your body is as fresh as mine. Looking wonderful, looking beautiful. But what is the mark on your body that shows that you're a follower of Jesus? Oh, you have your hearing. You don't have your hearing. You have your necklace. You don't have your necklace. You have your wig. You don't have your wig. And so many things like that. Oh, you are built. You are black before, but you have not suddenly changed to yellow. Or you are yellow, you are trying to change to chocolate. And all those things. But there is something about your body, Calvary, that God is particular about. Not just your spirit, not just your soul. Because many of us are listening to preacher who told you that after all, everything is in the spirit. Don't get yourself deceived. The Bible says you should present your spirit, souls, and body holy unto the Lord. Holy unto the Lord. Because it's what is in your spirit that will manifest in your body. There is no guessing about that. But let's look at it and say, I bear in my body, in my body, the mark, not just one mark, the marks. It's not just one mark I'm talking about. So if I'm looking for healing, my healing should be determined by how many marks of Jesus I carry. So if I should ask you, how many marks of Jesus you have on your body? Can you come here to show to us and come and see one mark? Has your body been crucified? Has your body been sanctified? Has your body been sanctioned by the Holy Spirit? Come on, have you come to a point in your life that God says, son, daughter, I cannot tolerate this in your body? God, why are you controlling me? Why are you challenging me? I want to serve you with my body unsanctified. I'm not talking to anybody here, but because I just want to preach the gospel. Something happened sometimes ago, many, many years ago. This is what I'm talking about, is late now. She has a master degree, and we are together in a local church. She was well to do. She has a school by the grace of God. Then, and our pastor happened to be a very local pastor. Very local. Because we need to interpret for our pastor because he preached in Yoruba. And the pastor, because of his background, because of the doctrine and whatever of the state, the pastor said, no, every worker in the church should not hand their hair. Every worker in the church should not jerry-curl their hair. And the woman said, how can you be talking to me like that? It's like, Oga, you don't even know the Bible as I do, because when I go to school, you are my pastor, you don't go to school. And then you are telling me, that's not what matters. What matters is what is inside of you. God is particular about what is inside of you. And sorry to say, the sister was different about it, and said, I will give that as a consideration in the night. Not the first day, not the second day, in the night. God visited his sister. How? It was a wonderful visitation. It was actually going, she was going out of her senses in the night. Things were happening on her head in the night. It looks as if she was going mad. And she has to use scissors with her own hand and started cutting the tree. I don't know when that will come to that level. Maybe some of you will be scared in our world. Somebody said, I know where he's going. You never see where they go. You go so see where they go. Now you are one country. Now you will look. Now you are one country. Because if I come here to just play game with you, it's unfortunate. You know the back road I enter to come here. If I don't love people, I don't go enter that back road, come here. Even with the caterpillar, where I carry, that's the only thing they throw me up and down. I got to a point that I don't even know where to touch the road from. So how will I suffer all those pain and come and tell say it doesn't matter? God forbid me. 1 million times. If you don't carry this map, you are not a born again child of God. Sorry about that. The sister used, in fact, she was, and she died eventually in the water too. But anyway, she died with the mark of Jesus. What is this mark of Jesus we are talking about? Now, listen to me, because there are so many several things I'm going to say. Almost in the hall, your identity is a proof of your value and the way you are addressed. Take note of that, your identity. Several times I've been traveled by the mercy of God. You know, I got to a point. So many times I get to a checkpoint, and people will look at me and say, Pastor, but excuse me, one, I don't have cross. Two, I don't carry collar. How do you know I'm a pastor? I went to a supermarket to buy something. And the sales guy saw me. I said, oh God, you look like a pastor. I said, is it written on my forehead? He said, no, you just look like a pastor. I said, wow, is that so? And I laughed. I wonder what she mean that I'm a pastor. My dear, look me well. Do you know there is a place you can appear and will not introduce yourself as a Christian? And may we see you that are a child of God. They will tell you that we are a child of God. There is no nothing naughty about it. There is something they will see about you that will be different. That is what is lacking in our generation. All believers have taken over the altar in the church because they have not seen anything different from those of us they met in the church. Many sinners, do you know how many black panel we have in this one? It's more than the churches we have. Have you taken note of it? Especially in my country. The black panel we have is more than the churches we have. Does that concern me? Does that concern me? Because I was in the mechanic place one day. Mechanic place. And I saw a priest in that mechanic place with beer in front of him. And everybody are coming to say, on that side. They are coming to greet him as a priest. So me, I said to myself, if a priest is dishing himself with beer, then what sample does he have? And this is a priest that gathered thousands. Like priests, like the congregation. You are like the leader you are following. Are we together? Yes. Even if you find your face, I'm not looking at your face because I'm not even talking to you. I never even tell you the mark of Jesus. If we with you, you can frown your face at me. Frown it at the word of God that I'm preaching to you. It's not written by me. Because anything I'm going to say, I'm going to use the word of God as a proof. So I said, your identity. That fear there is anger. And you arrive there. Then the same solution has come. It's like the identity you carry. Where there are issues and you come to that place, you will say, let's wait for this sister. Let's wait for this brother. We are made a challenge and you appear there. And you say, no. Can't you see? Let's listen to her now. Let's listen to him. Not because of the vehicle you carry, not because of the money you have, but because something you do was different. I don't know if you have gotten to that level in your pursuit of glory. That where there are troubles, you didn't add wahala to it. There are so many people that come to fellowship to add wahala to the fellowship. But there is only one man that will enter into a fellowship, and everybody will know that God has sent him. Are you God sent to the fellowship you belong to? Or you are part of the gang? by the mark you carry. Nobody can oppress me. You can't control me like that. I'm not a fool. I don't carry my Bible like a fool. Eh? If you don't carry my Bible like a fool, you cannot live to the glory of God. Because there are certain things in the Bible that does not augment, that does not open with our senses. So I said, your identity is a proof of your value. Mommy, that you will carry values by your identity and the way you are dressed. Now, let's go quickly in the book. Look at a mark. I want to show you small mark that I think is needed for us to add to all the speakers that I've said and all the speakers we still say. Now, in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19. I love that analysis. It's a story. Stories to be story. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, from verse number 13. The word of God says this: then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, look upon them to call over them which have evil spirit the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, look at their prayer, biblical prayer, godly prayer, we adjure you. Take note of the word adjure. Those of you that study English, you know what it means to adjure. We adjure you by Jesus who Paul preached. Now Paul the preacher, not the way preacher. But in the name of that Paul, that name that Paul preached, many of you are following by the name of the person that is preaching, but not by the encounter you have. They never had any encounter. He said by the name of the person that Jesus, who Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one stable, a Jew, a sheep of the priest which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, that's a man. Jesus, I pray. Paul, I know. Why? Can I ask a simple question? Why? Yes, sir. That's why I said your identity is a proof. Why? How many times have you been and you are not carrying on? How many times have you been and you don't have a direction? How many times have you been and you are not sure what God is saying? Can I ask one of you looking at me here? How many of you are hearing God? And how do you hear God? And what instruction has God given to you? You see, we see so many gamblers in the church because they observe doctrines, they observe rules. I'm not telling you to observe doctrines wrong. Please, me too, I observe it. You can observe the Bible more than the doctrines. He said, by the name of whosoever preached, they said, Paul, we know his identity. We name his identity. Jesus, we knew that one, we carry identity. But who are you? Tell us you. As the devil challenge you, wanted to ask you, who are you? When you have a prolonged wahala in your life, it's a challenge from the pit of hell asking for your identity. Are you hearing me? If you have a prolonged wahala, if you are still too long in a particular spot, it's an announcement that you have lost out of God's instruction for your life. Why? Oi? We go from glory to glory. If you stay so long in a particular level, you will begin to decay. You begin to smell. At a point, you begin to lose strength. If you are not careful, you will give it up. The vision you carry initially will not be ready to go. So, can I ask you before I go forward?
What?
Okay, let's leave that. Let's look at this mark. This mark of Christ. The first thing about this mark of Christ, if you have it, he separates you unto Christ. And God that is Christ. My sister, have you gotten to that level? See the way we are negotiating with Christ today. Give me your time. I beg I don't get time. Give me your money. I beg I have problem. Give me your needs. I beg God come back later. That's not my priority now. You cannot carry the mark of Christ and you are arguing with the Holy Spirit. You can't carry the mark of Christ and you want to be yourself. You can't carry this mark of Christ and you want to tell God you are wiser than in the clever. If the standard of your life is not Christ and Christ alone, then there is a challenge. There is a problem. The Bible said, separate you.
The mark
separate you. Take note of that word. Separate you.
When you are not separated from things that are ungodly and carnal, you are not carrying this mark.
Others may.
You cannot do it. Can I ask you a question? When you were saved, what was it that God delivered you from? When you claim that you are saved, you are born again, what are those things that God saved you from? That was not convenient, but you have to give it up. Why? Because God was making a demand of it.
That's the mark I'm talking about.
It's not the mark that you're exempting from trouble now. And what is it about Christ? Separate you unto Christ. What is it about that? Separate you unto his suffering. Then, separate you unto his power. Separate you unto his holiness. Sister, bro, when you are struggling with living the holy life, you never see the mark I'm talking about. And the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. When you are lost in the multitude, you don't know the direction God is giving to you. You are lost in the cloud. You follow the cloud. You never see this mark. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, that you know very well. The Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Is it nevertheless I am alive? So that anybody that sees me will say, look at this one crucified. Sister crucified. Brother crucified. I am crucified. I don't know how many of you have made up your mind to carry this man. This issue is an agenda. As I told you, it's not just for this small group. You are not small, but not it's for a generation. This mark of Jesus. Now inside church, when you see people do this thing, now inside church, they will lie. Now inside church, they will commit immorality. They want destruction. Now inside church, the person that is preaching will be teaching you hatred and bitterness. Inside church, we have APC and PDP. And in the center, we have a Labour Party. In the same church, the usher and the Labour Party. The choir and the PDP, and the technical and media with the ABC. And we see everybody looking for their own government in the same church. The place of prayer has suddenly become another place. Are you separated unto Jesus?
At all, that is Christ.
That you don't need to introduce yourself before somebody will know that you see him. Now, maybe Jesus will go so. So, if I'm not able to finish this meeting, I mean, this demonstration. To do some other time. I'm sorry. Because I've told you it's only one person. And by now, that one person should not know the thing I'm talking about. Anyway, let me say that I've asked you. The second thing I know about this mark of Jesus, apart from separating it, it empowers you for the service. Empowers you for service. That's the thing. Some of you are running away from duty. We are in a generation today that if you are not ready to give money, nobody is ready to serve God. You pay for the service. No free service again in the church. Get the key bodies and you are not ready to serve food, we are lost. Other churches are looking for you to pay. For somebody to be an assistant pastor, you must pay. And that's why you cannot discipline anybody in the church. You dare not. Because if you discipline them, they will go to another church that they will ordain there the senior pastor in charge.
It's true.
So that is why we have to be moderate in our so that making a no go. Even if you show Sarah, nobody wants to see it. Even if they smoke at one day, God will do it, it will change you. The mark of Jesus empowered you for service, not for yourself. Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. That's the mark. The mark that you are not waiting for work to come. As many of you that are hearing me online, I don't know your value, I don't know your position, I don't know your relevance. There is no Christian to save a life without the grace of God.
What do you use that grace to do? To make profit or to make merchandise? He said, I can do through Christ. Look, if you close the tap, you will not experience a flow. Many of us have closed the tap. It's the little trough we are waiting on, but the real thing don't close. If you switch on this one now, you will still be rolling, but after some time it will stop. Some of you are living without current. The main current will not switch them off. And that is why you can complain from now to December. Why are they asking me to do this? Because the fuel you are using is extra and it's about to finish. You can't carry the strength of Christ and you are not looking for what to do. You are not waiting for what. You are looking for the work to do with the strength of Jesus. You want to show the devil, say, I did here. What is your relevance in your place of worship? Member, our member. The mark of Jesus. Let me mention some few things to you. You can go and study it later. Ah! There is a song that we have not sing in this place, but I don't have the time to sing it. I pledge my allegiance to the Lamb. With all I am, with all my strength, I will sing to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. The mark of Christ is the mark of allegiance. Others can betray Jesus, no meaning. Others can reduce the standard. No, I'm allergic to Jesus. I'm a fanatic. It's a mark of allegiance. And that is the mark you saw in the life of Paul. It's a mark of complete devotion. Nothing coming between me and Jesus. Some of us, we are good before we marry. The moment you marry, something else will happen. Those of us that are still looking for perfect partner, now by the time you get a perfect partner, it becomes a perfect Jesus in your life. It's the reason why you can give excuses from now to never. Your salvation is begged for marriage. After your marriage, you are not saved again. Are we together? Why are you people looking at me as if I've gone wrong? It doesn't matter. I've told you, the way you look at me does not affect me. Amen. The mark of Jesus is the mark of his suffering. His suffering. The mark of Jesus is the mark of true ownership. Mark of true ownership. True ownership. Do you know whether you carry the mark of true ownership? Very simple matter. Just check your body from your head to your toe. Ask yourself a simple question. This thing that I am wearing, who does it glorify? Who is the author? Ask yourself a very simple question. Through ownership, this thing that you do, who is the author? Number two, who does it glorify? Number three, who does it glorify? Chicken. That's the matter of true ownership. Okay? You can't live a convenient life except you accept godliness in your life. Above. I know you want to be comfortable, you want to be convenient. Without Jesus as your standard. No, you don't work. All that I can do is, I don't know the background you are coming from, but I'm telling you about the Bible. That's why that man said, I am not talking about doctrine. Don't trouble me about doctrine. Cut your man. Don't trouble me about your culture or your background. Trouble me about the mark of Jesus alone. This thing, where are they doing? This thing that they do on the altar, who is the author? This Bible here, you know, small time now. You know, we man, we know they carry this view as Christian. I mean, you don't know. We know they carry it. It's the Muslim that were using it before, but now Christians have suddenly turned to it. We thought it was only the Catholic Christian said that. No, you will ramble it on your waist. Ramble like that in your waist. Is that the proof of godliness or holiness? Is that what makes us to come to Jesus? Yeah, Pastor, that's in my car. The mark of Jesus on your watch. Others are doing it. You are part of those that are doing it. So what makes you different? So the people that come to church are like you. true ownership. That the jeans we are wear and I tear is the ownership of Jesus. It shows Jesus. As soon as they see me, so as I tear, this behavior we are telling that Osama be lacking is the mark of Jesus. There are little forces that destroy the mind. I don't know why they're not issue house. Hey, are we together? I hope I'm not digressing. Yes. Oh, you said, okay, but what do you think when we ask you to preach that? My healing will talk about if you are not being healed by waiting at the door, then your sickness is a very perpetual one. Because you must first receive the healing of the mind before you receive the healing of the body. When your mentality is not healed, you will continue with the mistake of your fathers. You see, the mark of Jesus is the life of Jesus. The mark of Jesus is the life of Jesus. The Bible said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10. It said, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10, it said, always bearing about in the body. Always, my sister, do you listen to that place? Always bearing about in the body. The dying of the Lord Jesus, that life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our body. How many life of Jesus do you carry? No wonder. The people we have today are spurious comforts, not genuine comforts. That's why they sleep with the choir member. That's why we have so much crowd and we have more than half are thieves. But plug your phone in any church that I know and leave that place after some time. Come and see before. If they will show you mercy because you have heard about Jesus Christ, the merciful God, they will leave the church that they are for you. Because they want to show me that God is merciful. The life of Jesus, he said, I carry about the dying of the Lord in my body. That also Jesus Christ may be made manifest. The life. If you don't die with Jesus, you can't reign with Jesus. If you can't present a dead body to this generation, they cannot see the life of Christ in you. If what they cherish is the same thing to celebrate, where is the difference? The mark a man bear is a proof of the cause he pursued. Take note of that. That is very important. That the mark a man bear is the proof of the cause he pursued. We are talking to people many years ago. And they said I was the coordinator. I was the BFM of that. They said, Shimon, I'm going to surrender that to me. So my brothers came to Makoni and took the letter. And they said, they don't give me. Because they said, they are going to use to bring a lot of money. And it's an opportunity for them to give it. I'm not against that. And they said, this thing we must share. I said, no, I'm not going to share it. Give it to me, and I will assign in duty. Say, son, you now call for a meeting of all pastors. Deacon, deaconess, bishop, apostle, and whatever you know it. And I was in the blue cathedral, and I was going to that because I was also part of the meeting. As I was about to enter, one pastor accosted me, and he said, wake up, we know your stubbornness. Just be careful and respect yourself in this meeting. Whatever they ask you to do, that's what you do. That's what you say. And I heard that. And they put me on the high table because of my position. And they started sharing. And they said, okay, this is what you are going to do. Use your own portion. I said, go. And the whole temple changed. Because, I mean, they need Pentecostal. And some of the Pentecostal don't do training. I said, no. I said, I'm not. And your grandfather want to catch you. And say, "Look, if you are not ready to cooperate with us, pack your load and get out of this land." Some jekuje, you must different to some conventions, some jukoko, so that Bele no go wrong you. You get some food when you go shop, and Bele will be wrong you. You see, the mark, come on, the mark a man bear is the proof of the cause in the pursuit. I say, I'm a shopper. No be real monkey. Money will make me to become. He didn't bring the money for me to come and steal. When the Bible comes, he came. I surrender everything we have without asking them for pay. I was privileged in my life, myself and my wife, to sit together with Baba Kumuyi in the same room. And Baba prayed for the two of us. Which in my life will be the same as we look me so. I don't care about you, but I know Jesus. I can never be the same. Something don't enter me. That's why my own course is different from what you people believe. And I can't change it. In 1988, I started. Until 2023, I never changed that. If I won't change that, then God take my life. Because this is what I believe that have made me to become what I am. What do you know that can make you to become? A generational blessing. Sorry, not a generational idiot. This man, I will conclude very soon because me man they're wrong. I know you man they're wrong. You man won't go, me too won't go. So now the two of us won't go. You see, when you see an old soldier with scars, he's a bride to them. An old soldier, when you see them with scars, he's a bride to them. It's a proof of their attachment to their country. They will say, "Oh God, see one of my leg, don't go. Now when I fight for Nigeria, now in my leg, because." Another one will say, "See one of my eye, don't go. Now when I fight for my country, now in they shoot my eye and you know they again." To them, it's a pride. But to us today, it's a shame. Nobody wants to suffer for Jesus. And we carry the man. Which man will carry? The man that is dodging suffering and is looking for glory. The suffering that Paul received were what he was boasting about. The pledge he has engaged himself in the cause of the Savior was what he was doing. It's just like this. I can't tell you all. He said, look at one thing he said. I don't know who can bear that rap, that's a description. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5, this is the man I'm talking about. He said, "For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ." Do you understand that, please? The suffering of Jesus abound plenty. And as the suffering plenty, the Bible did not say Jesus take it away. What did Jesus do for them? From that verse of Jesus, what did Jesus do for them? He consumed them. You might know, sorry, continue here. That's all we do, but that's all we want to do. This man, this Christian, what is he going to become? That's all we do. Continue the consolation. And as they console them, that's all we suffer, they increase again. That's all we suffer, and they become. What have you suffered for Jesus? How much have you suffered? Which name will not call me? Me, I don't enter cell because of Jesus. And I become a guy inside cell because of Jesus. So then when they say, "Pastor, give us somebody," I will say, "You, go answer them." I become a guy inside cell because of Jesus. So what are you doing? they are judging. I can't ask any one of you now to go to Abegede and say God has spoken. The next thing you will do will be to lay curses on me. The wicked man, wicked doctor. Can you imagine? What you put even there, you don't carry me go. Can you imagine? Just there, Abuja there, where it matter. Where I can do it, you know what? The man refused and he said, I painted the call, I painted the name. So go to your dodgy. The only one to be flamboyant Christian. We are people who see us and hear us, but we are never being close to God. You can be back. I don't know what, maybe you don't understand what they talk. All of you, when they look me, including the way they talk, you get the mark. Our mark. Let me run it up. Let me run it up. Let me run it up. Our mark of Jesus is the mark of holy life. Yeah. It's a mark of holy life. It's a mark of self-denial. That's the mark. It's a mark of subdued carnal affection. Pastor, did you step on my toes? I want to show to him, say I want the model. And the carnal affection is a die. It's the mark of zeal in the cause of the truth. It's a man of imitation of the Lord Jesus. Now, the question is this. If this is the man we carry, and Jesus Christ said, look at the instruction I want to give all of you. These are assignments I've given you. Hebrews 13:13. Before I pray. Okay, I said, I never talk about healing. I don't talk about healing now. This one I talk about in my bondage. Don't be healing. Look at the assignment I'm giving to all of you looking at me here. Those of you that are running away from difficult things, difficult places, difficult people. He said, let us go forth, therefore, unto him without what? Without the camp. Bearing this reproach. You man, sister, you two don't join them. Bro, so you two, you are part of this kind thing. Yes, I'm part of this kind thing. Let us go. What others will not do, what others will avoid, let's go and do it. That's our healing. Now, the conclusion of the matter is this. The mark of Christ is a proof of his divine meaning. Write that one in your heart. The mark of Jesus is a proof of his divine meaning. How do I know? The Bible said in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, take note, himself took our infirmities and carried our sicknesses. So does it mean that if you carry the mark, you don't go sick? You go sick. Does it mean that if you carry the mark, you don't know what other people have? But the Bible said it here, himself took our and bear our sicknesses. In the book of Isaiah 53, verse number 4. He said, surely he had borne our griefs. So why are you looking for grief? Why don't you stop? What's going to be going to be? I said, God, stop it. Why don't you stop? Why don't you organize? Nothing just happened. Anything that happens to you is for a purpose. God is making the way for me in the wilderness that killed other people. The next thing that consumes the enemy is the same next thing that becomes a passage for you. So why are you afraid to move forward? He said, himself upon our grief, carry your sorrow. Why are you saying, hard luck? Nothing does happen. We know all things work together for good. For those that love God, and are called. Those are the people that carry the mind. Yet, we didn't experience smiting of God and afflicted. But the Bible said he was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace, look at that punishment, was upon me, and with his stripes we are healed. Look at the concluding verse. I mean the concluding scripture. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. That is the mark now. That is the conclusion of the mark for your healing. He said, Exodus 15 said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, mommy, do you want to be healed? If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and we do that which is right in his sight, and we give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which are brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Church, can I beg all of you, including the people that is talking? The mark of Jesus for your healing enabled you to do what?
Obey. Discipline yourself. Don't die before you deliver the message.
Can I help you? I want to leave you with this symbol. I call it red. The mark of our healing. All of us, red. You know what it's called red? The mark. I want to leave you with that mark. What is red? Number one, arrow, rest. Can you obey? When you want you. You know, sir, I tell you now, if I finish now, I will go somewhere. I want to go and preach. When I come back, I will preach again. And I won't need the Savior now. So, me, I will be giving the man now. And you carry the mark of Jesus, but you don't carry obedience. You carry the mark of Jesus, but you don't carry discipline. You carry the mark of Jesus, but you don't carry temperament. You don't carry observation. Where is your healing coming from? Where is your heresy coming from? You carry drugs, you eat drugs like in food, but you don't carry rest. You have told the drugs, you pay for my rest. I'll rest. Mommy, do you rest? Even when you are sleeping, your head is calculating. If you touch your body, that's why you'll be hot because you'll take the money. Eat exercise. When does you deliberately exercise yourself? There are so many sickness that disappear from your body when you exercise yourself. If the Bible said physical exercise profited, at least me, he said me too. I am interested in that me too. D is equal to, you know that one now, diet. Carbohydrate in the morning, carbohydrate in the afternoon, carbohydrate in the night. Why do you want to die before your time? What is wrong with you? Who is your teacher? It's not poverty, it's your choice. Stand up on it. I don't finish. Even if you don't want to stand up and you pray, don't worry. If you don't want to stand up, don't worry. Never will leave you at the road. I want to ask you a question. Very simple question. What is the proof that you follow Jesus completely? What is the mark that you are completely giving to Jesus? I would have loved to pray for as many of us that have lost our form. We have lost our strength. We have lost the originality of our life. We have lost the mandate. Our expectation, our influence. And I would have loved to pray for as many of you that are willing to go all out for Jesus. In this man. If not Jesus, I don't even know that. So the healing you are receiving is not the healing to stop diarrhea. It's not the healing for malaria to blow fever. That one is part of it. But even with the headache, will you still preach Jesus? Even with the diarrhea, will you still go for Jesus? With this mark? Will you be disciplined? Can you take away the load from your heart? Two prayers I want you to pray before I pray for you. The first prayer.
Church, I want you to command. It's a command. Every wrong identity upon your life that have come to reduce you, that have come to pollute you, every wrong identity you carry that have not allowed the originality of Christ to stay in your life, can you command that now? Can you command that identity? Can you decree by the blood of Jesus every load in your life, every deposit in you that is not the mark of Jesus, let them leave you now. Can you decree it? Can you decree it? Makute kata la mashata. Can we propose to bring another kata la mashata? Can you demand to pray? God, let your mark upon my life and let it be free. Let your mark be clear. Let your mark be conspicuous. I am ready to go out of the camp bearing the reproach. I know with your mark I will succeed. With your mark I will do exploits. With your mouth, I will close the mouth of the adversary. With your mark, I will walk upon my. Let your mark be glaring upon me. As you are going to receive the anointing and the communion, what is your expectation? Go ahead and tell your expectation. That with this communion, with this anointing, let this be my passion for today. Mommy, can you tell me? Or you just want to eat it the way you used to eat it. What are those things that you desire that this communion, this anointing should remove from your mouth? What are those things that you desire that this man should bless upon your life? That this anointing has been received. Let it be your path. Please, in my life, come together. She said, henceforth, from now henceforth. What do you want to demand from now henceforth? What do you want to decree from now henceforth? Thank you, God. Can you decree that the Lord sanctify this communion, sanctify this anointing? Let his mark be on the head, that as many people receive it, they will receive a mark. A significant act. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm going to cut it. It's not cut. My Father, what in heaven, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for this communion. I give you all the glory. I decree and I declare that the mark of Jesus shall be upon this communion. And with this anointing, I am asking, oh God, let there be solution. Let there be visitation. And let there be testimony. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please sit down. Now listen to me. Just follow instruction. What I want you to do, or that, leave this protocol. Let my children sit down. Let us sit down. This is not election. There will be election. Sit down. You will take permission of us. Sit down. Now listen to me. You, so that you don't tell me, say you will see me for drink. I don't pray on the oil. You, when you can't touch the oil, come anoint yourself. Come pray for yourself. Are you hearing me? They will serve you this bread and this communion. No shop on me. But the oil, when you just anoint yourself, they pray. Anything when you want me to do for you, tell her. But this waiting now, oh God,
on the things going on. Then this communion and the bread, they will serve you too. Eh? I don't pray. No shopper. But the time where I tell you, say shopper. And the time where I tell you, say drink up. And when I tell you, say drink up, when you finish drinking, you will now go on your knee and be praying. Are you hearing me? So this oil, as you receive it, begin to pray. What do you want to see? And what is it that you don't want to see again? That is the matter. When we come and take the anointing for all of you, carry the anointing and the bread, receive it, and we pray. We pray, we talking to God, that by this anointing, all this your earmark, all this yama yama identity, I don't get, I don't fit, you don't go work, you don't do, you don't do. That identity should be cancelled from your life. You don't need it. You need to decree today that the true identity of Jesus, that will identify you with the cross of Jesus, let it be bold, let it be written, let it be engraved, let it be clear upon your life. Let God Himself make you to become that which He has proposed for you to become, to the glory of His name, in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of grace and mercy, let it work on your behalf. Let His hand upon you be great and mighty. Let the Lord visit you in the miraculous. Let every satanic yoke be destroyed. Let every limitation give way. Let whatever that is contrary to His visitation, let it be removed from you today. Let the joy of the Lord fill your heart. Let the Lord do for you what men consider impossible. Let the Lord answer this prayer. Let your garment change. Let your story change. Let every affliction in your bones, in your body, in your joy, let them disappear from the visitation of glory upon your life. Thank you, Lord. Lava shakata limba kusoto. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. That man that was betrayed now says he took bread. And when he has taken it, he said, he break it and said, take it. This is my body that was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Lord, this hour you receive the bread. The body that was broken for us. And I make a demand. Every good thing in our life that has been broken, let it receive the restoration.
Amen.
Whatever the enemy said has scattered me, whatever the decree cannot work again, from this hour, let it be restored.
Amen.
Take it from the others. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you eat the bread alone? Only eat the bread. Eat the bread. He said, take. Drink. This is the New Testament in my blood. As often as you do it, in remembrance of me. Father, we receive the New Testament in your blood. And I make a demand for everyone here. Behold, the Bible said, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. I am demanding for you to be. A new thing shall spring forth. In your life, in your ministry, in your job, in your career, in your profession, in your academics, a new thing shall spring forth. From today, you begin to experience beauty. So shall we be. Jesus' name we pray. Shall we drink together? Can you go to God and talk to Him again? Just talk to Him again. That for the rest of this year, this is what I want to begin to see. And this is what I don't want to see again for the rest of the year. Can you do that with me? God is as well. Say, Father, this is what I want to begin to see. From today, I will not see this again. Decree that I will enter the new year with a new song in my mouth. And the Lord will say to me, the Lord will show forth his glory in my life. The name of the Lord will be glorified. Thank you, my Father. Lord, Kala Oshatini Bakatuba. Do it for me again. Let your name be praised. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I release the blessing of God upon your life. I release the blessing of God upon this vision. The vision man is a demon. I make a demand today. No power for the beat of us will tell you. You will not be reduced. You will increase. When next I will come here, your course will have enlarged. All that belongs to me, this land and across, the God of heaven will be to this command. As many that will come to identify with this course, every single agent that we can survive, let them be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, you will see a new thing. You will see a new thing. And shall be with you. So shall we be. Jesus' name we pray. God bless you all. Love you all.